Business Brief, the most widely read business magazine in South Africa, brings you the Business Brief interview of the week.
Welcome back to Contemporary Business, and it's time now for that Business Brief moment of the week, and I'm very, very pleased to be chatting to Ernest Mazansky, who is a very serious thought leader when it comes to content in Business Brief. And dear listeners, I want to remind you that Business Brief is the number one online and in printed form read business magazine in South Africa for a reason: the quality of thought leadership that's contained in its articles. Ernest Mazansky is head of tax practice at Worksman's Attorneys, so he really is a very big heavy hitter here in South Africa. Mr. Mazansky, thank you so much for joining me here on Contemporary Business. You wrote an article that was published recently that was entitled, "When Can Losses on Shareholders' Loans Be Claimed as a Tax Deduction?" In a nutshell, for the layman, what is it that you were writing about, sir?
Historically, in days of yore, companies in South Africa, and that included subsidiaries of listed companies, tended to be capitalized with very nominal share capital and rather large shareholders' loans. And the reason for that primarily was mostly tax-related, but also company law-related. It was tax-related in the sense that one could extract profits by way of repayment of the loans rather than declaring dividends, where dividends were taxable. And it was also an easy way of returning capital, because in previous decades, to return share capital either involved having to get the consent of all the creditors or having to go to court to get a court order to return the capital. In other words, to reduce your share capital. So if you had no share capital to speak of but a loan, well, repaying loans are easy. So that was really the reason behind capitalizing the shareholders' loans. But in reality, those loans became fixed capital. The truth is, it was a long, long, long time before those loans were going to be repaid. If you own 100% of a company which you had capitalized with share capital of R1 million, and the company doesn't do so well, and you sell those shares for R800,000, and you take a loss of R200,000 on the shares, you will definitely get a capital loss, which you can offset against capital gains. But if you had 100 rand share capital and the R1 million loan capital, and you sell the shares for nothing and the loan at a discount of 200,000, in other words, at a loss of 200,000, depending on the circumstances, you might or might not get a capital loss on the sale of that loan. That's the one circumstance. The other circumstance is if there is a reality you have lost your share capital, well, that's the company has losses, and so be it. If you have lost the loan capital and you say, well, okay, I'm going to either forgive the loan or I'm going to capitalize the loan into shares, and I'm valuing the shares I'm getting is worth less than the loan, the company has a clawback, and the company might end up effectively being taxable on that benefit, or it might have to reduce the cost of its assets for tax purposes as a result of that benefit. And the fact is that today, you know, under the new company law regime, it's as easy, almost as easy, to repay share capital as it is to repay a loan. In fact, because the same requirements to declare an ordinary annual dividend apply to reducing your share capital. It's exactly the same legal requirements on the Companies Act, whether you reduce your share capital or declare an ordinary dividend, the rules are exactly the same.
So these days, whether you're going to fund your business through a loan from a shareholder or alternatively issue share capital and therefore sell that share capital to shareholders, it's precisely the same instrument with the same consequence.
If you sell the shares at a profit, it's the same instrument with the same consequence. If you're going to make a loss, they're different instruments with different consequences.
Just to summarize the two sets of consequences: the consequence for making a loss for share capital that's sold, as opposed to making a loss on loan amounts.
If you sell share capital at a loss, you will definitely be able to claim the loss. If you sell loan at a loss, depending on the circumstances, you might be able to claim the loss, you might not be able to claim the loss. It's not always certain. It depends primarily on who's buying that. For example, if another person is going to buy that loan at a discount, and if that loan becomes recoverable, the purchaser will pay capital gains tax on the profit, then you can claim the loss. But if the purchaser won't be taxable on that profit, for example, you sell it to a foreigner, then you can't claim the loss. So it's more risky to fund a company with loan capital if you might lose it than it is to fund it with share capital if you might lose it.
I think that's very, very clear. Ernest Pasansky, it's been an absolute pleasure and a privilege chatting to you. Thank you so much for being on Contemporary Business.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.